And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2013. It's the birthday of Nobel laureate John Galsworthy, born in Surrey, England in 1867. He's the author of the Forsyte Saga, a series of novels that satirically portray British upper-middle-class families. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1932, and he used the prize money to help establish an international organization for writers, PEN, which is an acronym they chose for the group after someone pointed out that the words for poet, essayist, and novelist in most European languages have the same initial letters, P-E-N. It's the birthday of Russell Baker, born in Loudoun County, Virginia, in 1925. He's the author of many books of essays, including Poor Russell's Almanac, So This Is Depravity, and the memoir Growing Up. He graduated from John Hopkins University, got a job with the Baltimore Sun covering the police beat, and eventually worked his way up to being a White House correspondent. He thought that covering the President of the United States would be exciting, but it turned out to be incredibly boring. He said, most of the job was sitting in the lobby and listening to the older reporters breathe. Eventually, Baker got a job writing a humor column called The Observer for the New York Times. It was one of the first humor columns the Times had ever published, and Baker was one of the first Times writers to write in casual American English. His last column appeared in the Times on Christmas Day in 1998. Russell Baker said, I've had an unhappy life, thank God. And it's the birthday of humorist Steve Martin, born in Waco, Texas in 1945. He is known as a comedian and actor, but he has also written several plays and novels, including Wasp, Shop Girl, and An Object of Beauty. Steve Martin said, the real joy is in constructing a sentence, but I see myself as an actor first, because writing is what you do when you are ready, and acting is what you do when someone else is ready. And it's the birthday of cartoonist Gary Larson, born in Tacoma, Washington, in 1950. His cartoon, The Far Side, ran from 1980 to 1995 and ultimately appeared in more than 900 newspapers. As a child, he grew up collecting animals and observing them. He said, I'd throw red ants in with black ants and then play war correspondent. And here's a poem by Charles Webb entitled The Death of Santa Claus. He's had the chest pains for weeks, but doctors don't make house calls to the North Pole. He's let his Blue Cross lapse. Blood tests make him faint. Hospital gowns always flap open. Waiting rooms upset his stomach. And it's only indigestion anyway, he thinks, until feeding the reindeer, he feels as if a monster fist has grabbed his heart and won't stop squeezing. He can't breathe, and the beautiful white world he loves goes black, and he drops on his jelly belly in the snow, and Mrs. Claus tears out of the toy factory, wailing, and the elves wring their little hands, and Rudolph's nose blinks like a sad ambulance light. And in a tract house in Houston, Texas, I'm 8, telling my mom that stupid kids at school say Santa's a big fake. And she sits with me on our purple-flowered couch and takes my hand, tears in her throat, the terrible news rising in her eyes. The Death of Santa Claus, a poem by Charles Webb, from his collection, Reading the Water, published by Northeastern University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.